This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is 7:38 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Esme Murphy with you until 9 o'clock. Well, this half hour, it is a real pleasure to have Ben Utak. You probably know him as obviously a former Gopher. He won a Super Bowl championship with the Indianapolis Colts, former NFL star. If you followed his career, you also know that he had a pretty serious concussion, at least one. And he is now an advocate for concussions and brain health. He is also has a new career that's been going very, very well. He is a singer. He is doing concerts with Mick Sterling. So great to have you, Ben Utak. Thank you so much for coming on.
Esme, thank you so much for having me.
Well, absolutely. Well, listen, you know, let's talk about the good stuff here. Let's talk about your singing career, because I think a lot of professional athletes, you know, they have that success. They're so young. Yes, they make a lot of money, but they have trouble sort of figuring out what that next step is in their lives.
Right.
You have done so well. How did you happen on this? Did you always know that you wanted to make it as a musician?
Well, believe it or not, my dad was a vocal music major to be a choir teacher, and my mom was a wonderful singer. And so I grew up in a unique household where the two things that were celebrated were athletics and the arts. And so while I was a three-sport athlete at Hastings, Minnesota, I was also in five choirs. I was in band. I loved being a part of the theatrical arts. And so it's funny because I used to get teased when I was playing in the NFL for being the real life Glee guy. I mean, I was the singing. You know, I was the singing.
You were the football. Player. You were the football star in the chorus.
Right. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
So cool.
And it's so funny because, you know, one of my favorite stories to tell is that my first play in the NFL was not as a football player; it was as a singer, because our Hall of Fame general manager Bill Polian asked me to sing the national anthem at the first preseason game my rookie year against the Buffalo Bills. And so I sang in front of 70,000 Indianapolis fans before I ever played a snap of football. So it was really, really unique.
And what was more nerve-wracking?
Oh, man. You know, it's a different kind of nerves, because when you're in the tunnel, you know you're going to battle for 3 hours. And getting ready for that type of physicality definitely has a lot of anxiety that's a part of it. But something about singing, because you're not wearing a helmet, everybody can see you. You know, all of your mistakes are amplified by the microphone. So it's, you know, there's a lot more vulnerability as a singer than there is as a football player.
And also, I have some colleagues who are wonderful singers, and they say there is nothing like the pressure of the national anthem. I mean, you cannot make a mistake there.
It's true. You know, it's wide open.
And it's a hard song.
Yeah, because it has an octave range. So, to sing it, you've got to, you really have to have a good range as a singer, which takes a lot of support. And then, you know, when all those eyes are on you, and it's, for the most part, it's a cappella, you know, you're
yeah.
Putting yourself out there. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Well, tell us about the concerts you have coming up with Mick Sterling, because I know people want to check those out.
Man, 5 years. I can't believe it's 5 years. But Mick Sterling, Minnesota Music Hall of Famer, along with Kate Fierro, just an incredible female vocalist in Minnesota. We all three came together and said, why wouldn't we make the greatest Christmas show that our home state has ever seen? And we put together an Andy and Bing Christmas. It's the full albums, Christmas albums of Andy Williams and Bing Crosby. We have a 19-piece orchestra, and we decided we're going to do it right. And so every year we do about somewhere between 15 and 20 shows. I think we're about 15 this December, and started off at Pantages downtown Minneapolis last week. And we end our 8 shows, I think, at Chanhassen Dinner Theater. So it's a lot of fun.
Wow. And you got to be good to sing at Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Where can people get tickets? Because I know people are going to want to listen to it. And you're saying those old albums, years and years ago, when I was a very small child, there was always the Andy Williams. I don't know if people remember Christmas, the Andy Williams, right? Christmas special. You're way too young. But those songs are so classic and so wonderful. But where can people get tickets to these shows?
So it's a great question. Obviously, go to Chan Hansen's website. Those shows are filling up really quick at the Fireside Room. But we're doing a larger venue at Ames Center in Burnsville.
Oh, sure. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah, it's a wonderful theater. We have 2 shows on December 22nd. Those are filling up quick, too. So you'll want to go to the Ames Center website and get tickets. That show is with the Dakota Valley Symphony. So
wow.
behind our 19-piece, we'll have a full 60-piece orchestra, and it is something special.
Well, that is really cool. Check that out. And also, you've got information on your own website. Let me ask you, you've been an advocate since you've left football about concussions and brain health. And, you know, you're such a great example of a professional athlete who's, you know, obviously had a wonderful career in the NFL, but also making a great career of yourself. I mean, it's a great example to young people about, you know, if they are good at athletics, that you know, to think about something else down the road. But you really suffered a pretty catastrophic hit.
Yeah, you know, my whole football story is really the battle through injury, and I sustained 5 documented concussions.
Wow.
In the NFL. The last one was the one that ended my career and decided to retire due to experiencing some issues such as memory loss. And it was at the spotlight of the concussion crisis. It was at the beginning. And so if you would have told me that I would have become an advocate for this injury, I would have laughed, because I thought I was going to play for 10 years and sail off into the sunset. But, you know,
how many years did you play for?
So six complete seasons.
Okay. And of course, you know, as a college player, you played as well. But 6, yeah. I imagine, what is the average length of an NFL career?
2.5 to 3 years.
So wow. Okay.
It was a really good career, and I have no bitterness towards playing, and I'm so blessed to have played and to have been given that opportunity. But at the same time, it made me realize for the first time how important my mind and memories are to my identity, and that was I think one of the good things that came out of that experience.
Right. Let me ask you. I mean, you obviously can sing. You obviously are very articulate. You know, you're a nice looking man. I mean, do you have any residual effects at all? I mean, are there any problems physically or even with some of your mental processes?
So, thanks for asking that, because it's really a part of my miracle story. You know, I wrote a book with Simon and Schuster called Counting the Days While My Mind Slips Away. And that the title comes from a song that I wrote for my wife and daughters that we turned into a music video that went viral after I testified to Congress. And I wrote it because of my greatest fears. Now, at the time I left the NFL, I was having some pretty significant short and long-term memory issues, which is why my wife and I said, you know, it's really not worth it. It's time to move on. And over the course of moving back to Minnesota and setting up roots again, I came across a company here in town called Learning RX, which is a brain training a franchise that focuses on helping people with cognitive weaknesses. And Esme, it was a miracle. Like I spent 3 months, an hour and a half every single day for 3 months, training my brain and strengthening all of those areas that had become weak because of countless head trauma. And what my wife would tell you, she got her husband back, because out of that 3 months, my memory got stronger. My ability to, you know, to receive information and process it.
Wow.
and then use it again. And so I think I can be articulate and do the things I can today because I put the time into rehabbing my mind.
Wow. And are you monitored physically? Do you go to special doctors to get special monitoring?
I made it a point, especially when I got involved with the American Academy of Neurology downtown Minneapolis and the American Brain Foundation, and I learned how significant it is to have a relationship with the neurologist, the diagnostic brain expert, to make sure that I did that. So I reached out to some friends down at the Mayo Clinic, and I do have a neurologist that I can go to at any time, and who's, you know, who's always there just in case over the future I need to see those types of individuals more. But I just praise God that I'm really doing better cognitively than I have ever been.
Well, that sounds absolutely great. We're chatting with Ben Utek, of course, the former Gopher star, former NFL star. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He's from Hastings. He is a successful singer and musician right now. He has Christmas concerts coming up with Mick Sterling, a couple at the Ames Center later on this month. Ben, and we're talking to him about concussions because he suffered one. He's an advocate. You're now a dad. I hear you said you have girls.
Four daughters.
Yeah. Did you say four daughters? Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. And how old are they?
So we've got a 10-year-old. We have identical twin 9-year-old girls and a 4-year-old.
Wow. Okay. The only guy in the house, are you getting a male dog or something like that to help you out?
We finally got we actually got a male cat. Large cat. So that's about all the other testosterone I get.
Okay. Well, that's just great. Well, let me ask you, as a dad, I'm sure that your kids are active. I have a friend, a cameraman that I work with at WCCO-TV, whose daughter, just a fabulous young lady, who suffered a very serious fall cheerleading. And they didn't think it was a concussion, but she was having all these problems. She was kind of sort of black spots. She was headaches. And it was a very serious concussion. And they just didn't think that it could happen in cheerleading. But it can. There are so many sports. Yes, it can happen to girls. What are you thinking from a parent's perspective?
Well, that to me is the most important question, because you begin to deal with, you know, the well-being of a child and a young adult. And, you know, through my learning process, I spent time with many pediatric neurologists that were telling me that the brain is developing in ways that it never does again after 12 years old. So basically 2 to 12 are the most important developmental stages of a child's brain development. And so that really told me something as a dad. So, you have to be careful with how you speak to parents on this, because you're not trying to tell people what to do. But in my own opinion and with what I've learned, I'm going to do the best job I can in between those years to protect my girls, right, probably from any type of serious contact sport.
Right. Okay. And obviously that's your prerogative. And I do think, even in, like, my daughter's a senior in high school, and my son is older. He played hockey, high school hockey, for 4 years. I think even as I coming up through the, you know, the MITE programs, and I even was on a team with Jack Jablonski's younger brother. Mm-hmm. I think that the awareness of injuries in hockey has changed dramatically.
Oh,
and the concussion protocols, even since, you know, I was in it, you know, so we did the whole youth thing and then the whole high school thing. I think it has gotten so much better. And I know people,
yes,
for whom somebody I worked with grew up playing in Wisconsin, in a small town in Wisconsin, and he got hammered, hit, you know, in the head, they'd throw them back out there. I mean, that mm-hmm. hopefully does not happen anywhere these days. But it is striking that it's not just the hockey. It's, as I said, my friend's daughter cheerleading. She was very good at it. You know, people think of that, obviously, a big concentration of women. Gymnastics, all of these sports, there is a risk. Soccer. There have been studies about women in soccer in terms of concussions. So it's something that, you know, it sounds like you're definitely taking into account with your four girls.
It is. And but here's the reality. You know, sports spotlights the injury, and that's a, it's a good thing because it's brought new awareness and education. But the reality is that bicycle accidents and automobile accidents by far exceed the concussion crisis than anything else. And so, to your point, whether it's gymnastics or hockey or football, you can get a concussion when you get on a bike. That's why we have, you know, helmets now.
Yes.
that we're promoting so much more. And so these, you
that's
know,
an it's excellent point. I hope everyone's listening to that one. That's a good one.
Well, yeah, especially in Minnesota. Listen, my mom walked outside a few years ago and slipped on the back patio and landed head first and on the back of her head on the step. And there's a serious concussion. And she was, you know, emergency room. And so, you know, it can happen to anyone at any time. And I think it's really something important for us to understand about this type of injury.
Okay. Well, Ben Utecht, it has been an absolute pleasure. This has just whipped by. Thank you so much for joining us. And good
Thank
luck
you.
At those concerts at the Ames Center with Mick Sterling and the other concerts you have planned. Really a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, absolutely. That was Ben Utecht. What a nice guy. Oh, my gosh. Just super nice guy. And he's singing. He's got this great voice. And he's good looking. And he's up there with Mick Sterling. That would be a really cool concert. And I love those old classic songs, you know, just sounds great. Listen, we have to take a quick break.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.